Welcome to your weekly radio broadcast, Seed of Life, a time for the preaching and teaching of the wholesome Word of God that, by the grace of Jesus Christ, will produce the desired result of righteousness in you unto the coming of the Lord. As you listening today, may you find grace to work worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Now, please welcome your regular host, Pastor Ido Ogedengbe. God bless you.
Hallelujah. I believe we are all pushing. Hallelujah. Please don't be discouraged. Don't be weary. Don't be tired. They that go forth bearing precious seed shall doubtless come back bringing in the sheaves with them. The Bible says we will see the fruit of our travail and we will rejoice. Scripture says that seed time and harvest shall not cease. There is a time to plant and there is a time to reap. If you want to have a great harvest, you must cultivate the habit of having a great sowing. When we pray, we are sowing. We are sowing to the Spirit. We are sowing to the heavens. We are sowing into our future against the future times. You may not see it at the moment, but there is no prayer that you offer unto God that is a waste. If it is not going to work for you now, it will be stored up, laid up for you against the future time. Prayer is like an investment. Fasting is an investment. When you pray and fast according to the will of God, oh, there is a sure guarantee that not too long you will get a return. And I prophesy upon somebody this evening, your return will be undenied. I say your return will be massive. Your return will be great. You know, in investment banking, we always look for products with the highest yield. We look for products with the highest yield. Products that can maximize your return. And I believe in the kingdom of God, one of the things that maximizes your return is fasting. Fasting. Are we together? It maximizes your return. Even Jesus himself said, this kind cometh not. But by what? By prayer and adding fasting to it. Are we together? This season of push is service unusual. Is what? It's service unusual. It's not going to be pastor just preaching and preaching. I may preach a bit, but with fire. I will preach a bit. I will share exhortation with fire. Hallelujah. As the Spirit leads. Praise the Lord. Are we ready? Okay. Today we are looking at, how many of us have read the prayer point on Pastoral Watch? We're looking at growth and increase. Jabez prayed to God because we serve the God of increase. We serve the God of, and do you know that there is no way you can have increase without fruitfulness? There's no way you can have increase without fruitfulness. Productivity leads to increase. The Bible says, through the strength of the ox, it says the stall is filled. Productivity leads to increase. One of the reasons why Nigeria is, we are not having increase in our resources, increase in our revenue, increase in our reserve, is because of low productivity. So if we must have increase, then there must be enhanced productivity. We must not just labor at the 10% level. We must seek to move up to the 30%, move up to the 60%, and move up to the 100%. That is what we call total capacity utilization. Are we together? We are still operating in our nation as a country that has so many potentials, but we are not maximizing those potentials. We are underutilizing. We have not attained full capacity utilization. Are we together? Praise the Lord. I guess my voice is clearer this evening. Praise God. It's going to get perfect, perfect, and perfect by the day. Psalm 92. David was a man that experienced the supernatural increase of God. God enlarged him. God increased him. From a poor shepherd boy at the backside of nowhere, rejected and forsaken by his family, this young boy became the greatest king that Israel ever had. See, today he is revered and respected in the whole of Israel. In fact, do you know that people even have more respect for David than they have for Jesus in Israel as we speak now? Because they see David as their king, but they do not recognize Jesus as their king yet. But they must acknowledge him. Are we together? Am I communicating? Israel has not yet believed in Jesus as a nation. They are still waiting for their Messiah. I know some of us are shocked. How many of us know that that is the truth? That is the truth. As a nation, Israel is yet to acknowledge Jesus as the Savior and Redeemer of the whole world. The Messiah and Mashiach that they are expecting. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Psalms number 92. We read from verse 12 to verse number 15. Let me read to our hearing. It says, the righteous shall. It is a statement of certainty that cannot be negotiated. The righteous shall. Something like the righteous must necessarily. Are we together? Flourish like the palm tree. It shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. There is a connection between being planted in the house of God and flourishing in the courts. And I believe the courts has to do with the assignments, the purposes, the intentions, the will, the desire, the things that God wants to be accomplished. Those who are planted will flourish in purpose. Are we together? They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. In other words, age is not a barrier. Age will not be a barrier to your fruitfulness. Even in your old age, you will still be bringing forth fruit. They shall be fat, well nourished, and flourishing. To show that the Lord is what? Is upright. In other words, when the righteous is not flourishing, it is showing that God is not upright. Say, God forbid. God wants to show that he is an upright God. Scripture says the Lord is a sun and shield. He gives grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly, righteously, in tandem, in agreement with his will, with his purpose, with his desire. He is my rock and there is no unrighteousness in him. There is no unrighteousness in him. God will not say, and he says, I did not say. Scripture says that it is impossible for God to lie. There is no unrighteousness in him. This word is settled forever. God can never deny himself. If we are not seeing this happening in our life, then we don't question God. We begin to question ourselves. Why am I not growing like a cedar? I'm going to share some things with us this evening. Why am I not flourishing like a palm tree? It is not because God is unrighteous. It's not because God is not upright. It is because I have not aligned myself with the mind and the will of God. So tonight I want you to say to yourself, I will grow like a cedar. I will flourish like a palm tree. I will grow like a cedar tree. And I will flourish like a palm tree. Supernatural Father, we thank you because your word is true. Tonight, as we look into your counsel, we ask that you speak to us. Let your name be glorified. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise the Lord. You can be seated in his wonderful presence. You see, when there is a comparison in scripture, there is so much that God wants you to glean. There's so much that God wants you to understand. Comparison is usually made to give us a deeper knowledge and understanding of the intent and the will of God. Scripture says that we compare spiritual things to spiritual things. So even when God is talking about some physical things, there is a spiritual connotation or understanding behind them. In other words, God could not have been comparing a tree to a man if there is no spiritual connotation behind that tree. Because man is a spirit. The tree also must have a connotation of spirituality for there to be a reasonable comparison. Am I making sense? You don't compare mango to apple, have you? Can you? Do you compare a mango to apple? No, you compare like to like. Comparison is made like to like. So there is a deep understanding. And God wants us. The word of God is full of so many riches. It is a deep fountain of wealth. If God could just illuminate our eyes of understanding and give us enlightenment, we will see that there is so much depth in the revelation of the truth of God's word. The Bible says, oh, the depth both of the wisdom of God. How unsearchable are his ways. The riches, oh, the depth of the riches and the wisdom of God. Something like that. Are we together? I want you to understand that of all the trees, there is none that God considered to be worth comparing the righteous to than the cedar and the palm tree. The cedar tree and the palm tree. Are we together? You see, God wants you to know that you don't have any excuse for not flourishing. By the time you look at the features, the message behind the cedar and the palm tree, you will recognize that God used them as a comparison so that you will be inexcusable as a righteous man. As a righteous man, you will not have stories to be telling. Why are you not doing well? You know, it's because Nigeria is not doing well. It's because you know that I came from a very, very wrong background. It's because you are just giving excuses and excuses and excuses. God does not take pleasure in excuses. He's looking for a people that will do exploits. Am I communicating? Tell your neighbor, I have no excuse not to succeed. I have no excuse not to grow. As I say it to another neighbor, I have no excuse not to flourish. Yes, I have none. That is why God sets this story in the scriptures, this comparison in this book. Who is a righteous man? A righteous man is a man that is in Christ Jesus. That is a righteous man. A righteous man is a man that is in Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ put it this way. He says, abide in me. And let my word abide in you. Like Pastor Tony was saying the other time. Let there be a sort of communion and intercourse between us. Such that you carry me, I carry you. There is a part of me in you, and you are in me. I am in you, and you are in me. Am I communicating? Jesus Christ said in the book of John chapter 15, say, abide in me. If you must be a righteous man or a righteous woman, you must abide in the vine. Jesus is the vine. If you don't abide in him, you don't have any righteousness of your own. If you are claiming righteousness without Jesus Christ, you are just claiming a filthy righteousness. Self-righteousness. That is like a filthy rag in the sight of God. Am I communicating? Scripture says that he has been made sin unto us that we might become or be made the righteousness of God in him. So you are a righteous man when you are in Christ, when you abide in him. It's not just by saying, I confess righteousness. You can confess it from now to eternity. It doesn't make any difference. But are you in him? It's just like I'm here now in Ibadan. I confess I'm in Lagos. I confess I'm in Lagos. Does that change anything? But if I'm in Lagos and I say, yes, I am in Lagos, it carries weight because I'm in Lagos. I see so many people making empty confessions. I am the righteousness of God. But they are not in Christ. And so because they are not in Christ, some of them are in sin. Am I communicating? Can I imagine somebody who just finished for committing fornication? And instead of him repenting and saying, Lord, cause me to be established in you. Bring me back into yourself. Forgive me, I repent. No repentance. If you just confess, you are the righteousness of God. Just confess it. You are deceiving yourself. Confess from now to eternity. If you are not in him, you are not in him. A righteous man is only a man that is in Christ Jesus. Am I communicating? Because they've messed up some of our mentality and our theology with all this New Testament revelation, the New Testament reality and whatever they call it, that we don't even know who we are again. We are confused. We have been deluded. We are deceived. You see a born again fornicating and living all manner of ungodly life, and he will still be speaking in tongues and saying, I'm the righteousness of God. We are. You see, the truth is, the Bible says God is not mocked. God is not what? He's not mocked. Whatever a man sows, the same shall he what? It's not about self-righteousness. It's the truth of the scriptures. You can't sow to the flesh and say you want to reap to the spirit. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. Am I communicating? Scriptures can never be broken. And the reason why many of us are struggling is because we have redefined what the word of God has said, or the truth of the word of God says concerning us. And because we have redefined it, we are taking a different identity from who God wants us to be like. And so it is not working. And until we redefine it according to the mind of God, the intent of God, the truth of the scripture, it will not work. You confess, and yet the devil will still be knocking your head. You confess, and yet you are still struggling. You are still living in lack. But that will not be your portion in Jesus' name. I want you to rise up to your feet and declare, whatever it is that has redefined me, who I am in Christ, Whatever it is that has deceived my understanding, giving me a wrong identity, contrary to the mind and the will of the Father, that is establishing me in something different from the righteousness of God. This day, I renounce you. I reject you. I realign myself with the mind, the intent, the will of the Father. I confess that I abide in Christ as the righteousness of God. I abide in Christ as a righteous man, a righteous woman. I refuse to be deceived. I abide in him. I abide in him. Mamrekeke. It is only the righteous that will prosper and flourish like the palm tree. If you don't establish your righteousness, it will be a difficult task. You will be struggling and yet nothing will be coming forth. Declare, Lord, establish my righteousness in you. Whatever, in any way that I have been taken out of your righteousness. Some of us, we are establishing our own righteousness. We're establishing self-righteousness. Some of us are not aligning our minds, our thoughts, our imagination with the mind of the Father concerning our righteousness in Christ Jesus. We begin to redefine ourselves according to the mind of the Father. In any way that we have been deluded, in any way that we have been deceived, we have been lured out of the righteousness of Christ. We ask, oh God, let there be a restoration. As many of us that have been deceived with wrong doctrines, teachings and seductive teachings, doctrines of Satan, we renounce it in the name of Jesus. We begin to find our feet in the righteousness of Christ in the name of Jesus. I want you to declare, I am the righteousness of God because I abide in Christ. I refuse to be deceived. The Bible says, he that does righteousness is righteous even as he is righteous. I confess I am righteous. Not only because I believe, but because I do. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. You can be seated. We need to establish that because if you don't have an understanding of the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, you may begin to want to go for what God has promised to the righteous, and yet you are not able to lay your hands on them. Because your understanding of the righteousness of God has been distorted. But when you have the right understanding of the righteousness of God, a man that is grounded and established in the will of God, in the truth of God, in Christ Jesus, then this word applies to you. This word applies to you. He says, the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. I'm going to share some things about the palm tree with us, and we're going to use it also to pray. The first thing I want to say about this, the palm tree. Well, let me start from the cedar. The cedar tree. The cedar tree grows as high as his depth. Can I repeat it? The cedar tree grows as high as his depth. So what the cedar tree does is to take root downwards. It takes root downward to the heart of the earth. So, if you see a cedar tree, sometimes it is as tall as a 10-story building or 12-story building. So when it is fully formed, and you see a cedar tree in its full formation, in its full glory, you can be assured that that cedar tree is not just what you are seeing on the outside. It is deeply rooted. And that is the way God wants you to also grow. You see, the kind of growth that we are seeing in the lives of many people is a growth that is not sustainable. The will of God for you is to have a sustainable growth. A growth that no matter what hits you, will be able to uproot you. You will be unshakable. You will be immovable. Why? Because you are first rooted downwards. I see many people seeking to grow upwards that have not taken roots downwards. That was why Paul had to be praying for the Ephesian church. He says, be rooted and grounded in Christ. If you are not deeply rooted and you want to begin to grow upwards, you are at great risk. Because the truth is, the cedar tree is a tree that is so peculiar, is unique. It grows in Lebanon. Lebanon is a place that is like a patch ground, dry ground. You can never imagine that a tree can grow there. It grows in the midst of every negativity that you could imagine. It's like when you see a tree. You know, in all the times when the children of Israel were coming out of the land of Egypt, the only tree that you will see the Bible record about is the palm tree, in those wilderness, the palm tree and the cedar. God is sending a message to you that in the world, you will be unstoppable. You will be unstoppable. Let every situation conspire against you. As long as you have taken root downwards, you will keep growing upwards. No matter the conspiracies of wicked and evil men against you, they can't stop you from growing. That is what the cedar tree's message tells us. Not only will you grow and have the cedar tree cannot have a stunted growth. Why? Because the root guarantees its growth. And one thing about the cedar tree is it will go down. Nothing will stop it. Its taproot is so strong. It goes to the depths. Nothing can stop it. If any root stands on its way, it clears it off. It goes down. Among all the roots, it is strong. The root of the cedar. You know where you want to dig a ground? Are you listening to me? Yes, the reason why the cedar can survive in Lebanon. I knew when we wanted to do our borehole here. We have to start looking for where we can find water that is closer to the surface. So that we won't have to dig too deep to get water. So we're looking for where can we easily find water. So that, you know, there are some places they keep digging, they won't find water. Just like when you go to the desert and you want to start digging. You have to dig downwards before you can ever come across water. And that is where the cedar flourishes. That is where the cedar grows. Because the cedar has been created to say, no obstacle can stop me from taking root downwards. I see so many Christians today, we are too lazy. We are not building ourselves in our most holy faith. We are not taking roots downwards. We want to prosper. If you know what even these unbelievers do, you will be shocked to your bone. Many of them can afford to walk in the middle of the night, carrying nonsense kind of sacrifices. They will walk naked. Some of them will go to three junctions and all those things, do all manner of things. Some of them can even go and sleep in the burial ground because they know that if you want it, you must go for it. If you want to grow like the cedar is not a lazy tree. Cedar is not a lazy tree. The cedar will say, I am unstoppable. I will give it what it takes. I will dig until I come into water. And from there, we begin to draw strength and begin to grow upwards. Begin to grow up. It can grow as high as a 10-story or 12-story building. That is a cedar for you. Are you here with me? The cedar cannot die. Am I complicating? You can't just kill it and you say, the reason why it dies is because it lacks nutrients or it cannot get resource. No. And that is why David also says that I've been young and now I'm old. I've not seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed beg bread. He died because he did not have food to eat. He died because there was no resources for him to live his life. That is not the testimony of a righteous man. You are a cedar. Scripture compares you to a cedar of Lebanon. A cedar, you can't hear that cedar died because it did not have resources. Doesn't have nutrients. Never. Never. Am I communicating? Now, what of the palm tree? The palm tree, very interesting tree. It is a peculiar tree. And you know you are a peculiar tree also. You are peculiar. The Bible says you are a what? Peculiar people. A chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people, a holy nation. God says, so that you might show my uprightness. Am I communicating? That's what the scripture says. God made you to be a peculiar tree so that you can show that the Lord is upright. He is your rock and there is no unrighteousness in him. See, that we might show forth the praises of him who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. You are a peculiar tree, just like the palm tree. The peculiarity of the palm tree is that while other trees are trying to branch here, branch, and, you know, as be extending on the ground, before they grow a little, they are already stretching out. You are seeing their branches. The palm tree is not like that. The palm tree grows straight upright. Straight up. It grows consistently upwards. And that is very unique. The Bible says you are in this world, you are not of this world. The growth of a believer, no matter how much God is bringing into your life, the Bible says, set your affections on things that are above. I see many people, the moment a little bit of resources come into their life, that is when they remember that, oh, I need to join a club. You know, I need to mingle with the boys. You know, I need to socialize. That's why I need to relax. Just because the moment they start having some millions, they'll begin to tell you, Pastor, you know, I had to be at the wharf over the weekend, and I was there till late night on Saturday. So this Sunday morning, I just have to rest. That is when they begin to forsake the assembly of the saints. Just a little bit of growth in their resources, a little bit of growth in their finances, they are not growing upwards. They begin to now look around. Which clique should I belong to? We must separate the men from the boys now. At least how many kind of people are using my kind of car? I should have my own clique. The palm tree is not like that. The palm tree keeps, no matter how much it is growing, it keeps going upwards, straight upwards. Straight upwards, setting his eyes on the things that are above. Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Do you know why Abraham could not? The Bible says that he looked unto a city whose builder and maker is God. He considered himself that I am not of this world. I am a pilgrim. I am a stranger in this world. He kept growing upwards. No distraction. He did not lose his focus. No matter what God was bringing his way. Abraham was very rich. Yet he never lost sight of God. You see people, they have little money, they're already losing sight of God. They're already losing sight of understanding of the things of the Spirit. They're already losing sight of what God intends for them to be and to do. Are you here with me? That was not Abraham. Abraham kept growing upwards. Kept growing upwards. Was looking unto him that was invincible. Are you here with me? I want you to rise to your feet. Because God is going to begin to bless some of us with so much abundance. You know, God wants you to have stuff, but he doesn't want those stuff to have you. And I want us to pray to God, Lord, no matter what we bring into my life, I will not lose sight of you. No matter the increase, no matter the abundance, no matter the growth in my resources, even when I begin to see 0, 0, 3, 6, 7, 8 zeros in my account, my eyes will be set on you. The Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the faith. Pray to God. This is push season. God wants to see your commitment to stay true to him, your commitment to be faithful to him. Then he will begin to turn things around for you. He will begin to change things because he doesn't want to lose you. He doesn't want to lose you. He wants you to set your face on him. He wants you to set your sight on him. Pray to the Lord and say, Lord, help me. No matter what you bring into my life, no matter the resources, no matter the wealth, no matter the riches, no matter the increase, no matter the favor, oh God, set my eyes on you, oh God. Cause me to grow consistently upwards, consistently upwards, consistently upwards. Brike kobo satapata, membriga baba baba baba, membriga bosokoria baba baba. In Jesus' name we are praying. You can be seated for a moment. The second thing I want to say about the palm tree is that the palm tree towers high above every other tree. If you see a palm tree among other trees, it is higher than them all. There is a message for you. Are you here with me? A palm tree is higher than every other tree. And you know what the Bible says? See, therefore the Lord your God has set you above your fellow. God wants to set you above your fellow. If you are a righteous man, oh, the truth is, you will tower higher than others. You will tower higher than others. Like the palm tree, if you are truly flourishing like the palm tree flourishes in a way that no tree competes with it. The palm tree is not trying to compete with any other tree. It is just who he is. God forbid that you are in the same sector with an unbeliever and the unbeliever is towering higher than you. It is an abomination. It is, even the unbeliever himself, you know, the scripture says that even our enemy themselves, they said, their rock is not like our rock. They themselves acknowledged it. They know that you are meant to be higher than them. That is why they are fighting. That is why they are opposing. Why do the hidden rage? And the people imagine it. But no matter how much they fight you, it is in you. You must tower higher than them. It is in you. It is just in you. You must tower higher. It is your identity. It is your calling. It is the intent of God concerning your life. You don't struggle. You know, you don't struggle. A lion is a lion. A lion does not struggle to be a lion. It is born to be. That is why you don't compare yourself to unbelievers. You don't compare yourself to your competitors. You don't compare yourself to the people in your sector. You don't. You are unique. The palm tree is unique. It just keeps going upwards, straight upwards. And before you know, he finds himself. He looks around and says, all the three that we are going together, where are they? Ah, you are down there. It's not because he wants them to be down there. It's because something in him says that you cannot remain at their level. Something is pushing you up and setting you in your high place. This season, in any way that you have been diminished and you have been belittled and you have been reduced, rise to your feet. Like the palm tree, I tower high. I rise to my height. I ride in my high place. In my high place, the place God has ordained for me, I begin to flourish there. Rakatakata. Mambrike koposoto. Makaka paka sakakakata. Membrike koposoko pakasa. Maraga baba baba. I tower higher, 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 higher. I shoot up. I shoot up to my high place. I shoot up. Declare, I shoot up like a root out of a dry ground. I shoot up to my heights. Brekeke. No stunted growth. Rakatakatatata. I tower high. I tower high. Above my fellows. Above my contemporaries. Rakatekekekeke. Rakoposokoria. Rakupasike koposokoto. Madikekekeke. Mamrike gobosoto. Makakakakaka. Rekoposokoporia bababa. In Jesus' name we are praying. The Bible says concerning that righteous tree, that palm tree, because it's compared to a righteous man. It says, because thou loves righteousness and you hate iniquity. Say, therefore, God, even your God, has anointed with the oil of gladness above your fellows. He has anointed you. Ah, there is an anointing to rise above your fellow. There's an anointing to rise above your competitors.
There's an anointing to rise above those who are opposing you. Ah, that anointing must come upon you. I said that anointing comes upon you. In this push season, cry to the Lord. Anoint my head above my fellow. Akatakatata. Menkopo sokoto. Brikakakaka. With the oil of gladness. With the oil of gladness. Rekekoposo. Anoint my head with the oil of gladness. Me tu pekeke. Mambra baba baba baba. Reka babu bosokoto. Mazi pekeke borosi amamo. Leke de 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 de. Anoint my head with the oil of gladness. Anoint my head with the oil of gladness. By the power and authority in the name of Jesus. Masu pekeke yo baba babosa. Membrekeke yo baba baba basa. Reke pasika pakasakata. Mekekeke yo baba 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 baba. Membrekeke borosi ababa bosa. Membra baba 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 basa taka. In Jesus' name we are praying. So shall it be. I decree and prophesy into your life. You are anointed with the oil of gladness. The God who anointed Joseph and exalted him above his brethren and made him a king in a strange land, that God anoints you in this season. Your head is raised up on high. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. You can be seated for a moment. Another thing we see about the palm tree. Oh, the palm tree is a very compassionate and sacrificial tree. It's not self-centered. The palm tree is not oppressive, though God has exalted it. It doesn't use its office to oppress the lower tree. You see some people, the moment God raises them up like this, they treat people who are lower than them as a sort of rubbish, trash. They look down on every other person. You know, the Bible says, what do you have that you have not received? What do you have? See, some people, because they are so rich, you don't talk to them. You can't come close to them because they have their wealth. But the palm tree, as high as it is, it has the least shadow. Among every other tree, the shadow of the palm tree is the least. Virtually everything has a shadow. I have a shadow now. If you look at the shadow of the palm tree, it is the least. The palm tree does not cover other trees because it is very high. It still allows other trees to have access to the rain, to the sun, so that they also can rise to their full potential. A mango tree cannot rise as high as a palm tree. So the palm tree is not threatened. It's not intimidated. You will only rise to the height that God has ordained for you. The height God has ordained for me, you can't stop it. If God says, I will be here, why should I stop you? If God has already said you'll be here, or if God said you'll be there and I'm supposed to be here, why should I stop you? Just be the best that God wants you to be. Let me be the best that God wants me to be. That is a palm tree for you. His shadow is the least. It doesn't cover other people. It doesn't use his position. It doesn't use his promotion. It doesn't use his exalted office to trample down others, to muzzle others, to stop others from growing. He knows that his own growth is from God. And he must not in any way stop others from growing. If God has exalted me, why must I stop others? Let others too become what God wants them to be. That is a palm tree. It's not self-centered. The palm tree lifts other people up. The palm tree contributes to the upliftment of others. I want you to rise to your feet. I want you to rise to your feet. The Bible says we should do good unto all men, especially the day of the household of faith. That you will not in any way, as God begins to exalt you, you will not trample on others. You will not pull others down. You will not in any way stop others. That God will help you to lift others up. You will contribute to the growth of others. Because those are the things that God will see, that if I bless you, what are you going to use my blessing for? Are you going to use my blessing to lift others? Are you going to use my blessing to exalt others? Or are you going to use my blessing to oppress other people? Pray to God, the Lord, like the palm tree, I want to flourish. Oh God, help me to flourish in a way that my life will be a blessing to others. Make me a blessing to others. My life will lift others up. My life will promote others. My life will exalt others. Cry to the Lord. Pray strongly. Many will rejoice to come under your light. You will be a shining light, a bright light. Many will desire to come under your covering. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Two more things I want to say about the palm tree and I'll bring it to a close. You can be seated for a moment. Do you know that the palm tree, the moment the palm tree begins to grow, you can never stop it. If a palm tree is growing here, go and try to build a house on it. If it cannot break through the foundation of that house and break through the ceiling, it will find its way around that house. And it will keep shooting up. You can't stop a palm tree from growing. You can't stop it from flourishing. That is a palm tree for you. It is an unstoppable tree. Go and try it. A man tried to do it. He actually built a sort of hut, a tent, over a growing palm tree. You know what happened? The palm tree broke through the foundation of that hut. It grew to the point that it broke through the ceiling, broke through the, and started shooting up. So the tent was still there that was built, but the palm tree broke through it and grew. I said, you will break through. Yeah. David said, through my God, I run through a troop. Through my God, I leap. So if you stop me from running through you, I will leap. If you want to say, I can't run through you, I will jump over you. You can't stop me. David is a man that said, the Lord did everything to stop him. He was unstoppable until he got to the throne. Begin to rise to your face and declare, I will flourish as the palm tree, unstoppable. I will flourish as the palm tree. I will be unstoppable. Raka kapasakata. Eka pasakapa yababa. Mamre keke koposoto. Raka kakakakaka. Make up a kasakapaya. I will be unstoppable. No matter the obstacle on my way, no matter the impediment or barrier that men may want to put on my path, I will leap over it. I will break through the troop. Yeketetetetete. Rakatakaka. Rukatapaka baba. Namrige bobobo sakata. Ekatatatataka. Rikoposoko posoto. Mamra baba baba. Zebregege. Rakapaka sakata, mekupeke posokoto, rababababababasa, ekapasakapakata, mekekekekekeke. In Jesus' name we are praying, and so shall it be. I say your progress will not be stopped. Your advancement will not be resisted. You will grow from glory to glory, from victory to victory. From power to power. Amen. I prophesy upon you. You will be unstoppable. Amen. Like the palm tree, you will flourish. Amen. In that sector, you will flourish. Amen. In this Ibadan, no matter the enchantment and divination and curses, witchcraft power and prognostication into the stars and the moon concerning your life, concerning us as a church, we declare we will continually break through. Amen. We will continually rise higher. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. You can be seated. I think I will still have two more or so to share. Another thing I want to say about the palm tree. Oh, the palm tree can never fail in the day of adversity. You know, adversity will come. Adversity must come. The Bible says a man that is born of a woman is of full days. And those days are what? Are full of adversities. So if you fail in the day of your adversity,
Say, your strength is small. Adversity must come. Storm must come. The disciples did not know. They wanted to get to the other side, but they thought they are just going to have a smooth ride. Jesus Christ has spoken now. I've been just with this sorrow. Since Jesus Christ has said that this is my year of getting to the other side, let me just be strolling. Nothing, no shaking, nothing. Jesus Christ, don't talk now. No, friends. Storms must arise. The winds must blow. A time will come in the course of your growth or advancement or your progress that hell will, you know, will break loose against you. Okay. You survived when we wanted to stop you. You know, Jesus Christ, they wanted to kill him at his birth. They could not. But did the devil stop him? Did he stop? Did the devil stop? Even when he tempted him, the Bible says he left him for a season. Adversity must show up. But you know, the victory that we have is that no matter the adversity on our way, we will be unshakable. We will always triumph. The Bible says, thanks be to God who causes us to triumph always in Christ. You will always triumph. The enemy may attack you and think that is going to get rid of you. It is a lie. You will spring up again. The Bible says that when a tree is cut down, it will spring forth again through the scent of water. What you just need is to remember that, there is still water on the ground that I am drawing strength from. It will spring up again. Do you know that the palm tree is the only tree that there is no kind of wind in the forest or in the desert or anywhere in the wilderness? There is no kind of wind that can break the palm tree or put it. When the wind blows so terribly against it, you don't see the palm tree, it just goes like this. It swept that. It stands. It swept. It stands. That's the palm tree for you. It can bend, but it can never break. It can seem as if it's going to be uprooted, but it comes back. It goes this way again, it comes back. That is a palm tree for you. It can never be uprooted. It can never be broken. That is why when we say that nothing missing, nothing broken, Jehovah Shammah, it's because we know that we are palm trees. Not that hell will not fight against us. Scripture says, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail. No, it didn't say the gates of hell will not attack it. He didn't say the gates of hell will not seek to uproot it. He didn't say the gates of hell will not seek to break it. He said, but the gates of hell, no matter what they seek to do against my church, they will not prevail. I said, they will not prevail. I want you to rise to your feet. Adversity will not in any way break you. Oh, many people are breaking under adversity. They are breaking under adversity. Negative situation happen to them. They lose their joy. They begin to mourn. They are depressed. Things are delayed in their life. Before you know it, they begin to say, God, are you still there? I don't think this God exists again. Oh, we are going to declare, I will flourish like a palm tree. No matter the adversity, I will not break. I refuse to break. No matter the adversity that shows up on my way, I refuse to break. I refuse to break. I refuse to break. No matter the wind that beats against my life, I am like a man that builds his house on the rock. No matter the rain that descends, no matter the flood that comes, no matter the wind that blows, I will stand because I am built on the rock. Because I am built on the rock. I am unshakable. Rakupa sata kakata. Membrekeke. No adversity will be able to prevail over my life. No adversity will be able to stop me. Rakekekeke. Rakapasakata. Membrekekekeke. Masika bayata. In Jesus' name we are praying. You can be seated in His wonderful presence. Another thing I want to say about the palm tree is that the palm tree flourishes all year round. It is the only tree that is evergreen. It has no time of saying this is a time of withering, this is a time of fruitfulness. No, sir. All through the year, the palm tree is evergreen. You can never get to a palm tree and see that its leaves has withered. The leaf of the palm tree never withers. And that's what the Bible says concerning you as a righteous man. Say the righteous is as a tree that is planted by the rivers of water, whose leaf is all ever green. Says it brings forth its fruit in its season. The palm tree is ever green. In other words, when you know a fig tree, as great as a fig tree looks, a fig tree ordinarily which would ordinarily appear to be greater than a palm tree. But the fig tree has times. Jesus Christ said concerning, he said, it was not the time of the figs. In other words, the fig has a time when it is fruitful. It has a time when it is out of season, when it is not fruitful. But the palm tree, in season, when it is winter, or in autumn, or in any of the seasons, the palm tree is always flourishing. The palm tree is always flourishing. It never loses its fruitfulness. Do you know that the palm tree is all round money? How many of us know? There is no part of the palm tree that is a waste. Every part of the palm tree is income generating. You want to talk of even his leaves. I want to talk of that part of the leaves that they use for broom. The palm tree, every part. I want to talk of the palm kernel that they use for even the knot. Every part. Talk of any part. Mention any part of the palm tree. It's not a waste. You know, there are some animals or some trees, when you take some part, you throw the other parts away. They have quite a number of trees. It's just their seed, their fruits. That is useful. Every other part is useless. Not the palm tree. It is evergreen and it's ever resourceful. Rise to your feet. You will be evergreen.
Amen.
Because you will flourish as a palm tree.
Amen.
I want you to turn it to your prayer and say, every part of my life, everything that pertains to me spiritually, physically, emotionally, every part will be fruitful. I am fruitful in my mind. I'm fruitful in my thoughts. I'm fruitful in my imagination. I'm fruitful in the works of my hand. The fruit of my body is blessed. Every part of me is blessed. My mind is fruitful. My imagination fruitful. I'm fruitful on every side. I'm fruitful on every side. My life is fruitful. Every part of me is fruitful. Proclaim it and declare. Proclaim it and decree. I'm fruitful when I go out. I'm fruitful when I come in. Whatever I lay my hands upon, it shall flourish. Whatever I lay my hands upon, it shall flourish. I am fruitful on every side. My body is fruitful. My walks fruitful. My ministry fruitful. The words of my mouth is fruitful. The meditations of my heart fruitful. My thoughts fruitful. My mind fruitful. My soul fruitful. My family fruitful. Every part of my life, I am not in any way going to be dry. I will ever be fruitful. Mamriga babo seke keteke. Raka pasaka kakaka. So shall it be. So shall it be. In Jesus' name we are praying. Do you know what the Bible says? The palm tree never grows old. In fact, in its old age, it is more fruitful. Every other tree, as they are growing older, they are losing their fruitfulness. But not so with the palm tree.
The older the palm tree becomes, the more fruitful it gets.
Old age does not stop your fruitfulness. Some of you are already afraid. Oh my friend, I'm 32. I can't even have a house of my own yet. Oh my house, friends, they have their own house. It's because you don't understand your nature as a palm tree. I'm ready this. Oh my friends, oh my people, everybody seem to be leaving me behind. Oh, you are a palm tree. You are a palm tree. In old age, you are fat and flourishing. You are fat and flourishing. Oh, and I want us to cry to God, because some of us, that is what the devil is using to defeat us and make our mentality to be so diminished and reduced. Oh, there is a time for your life. I heard the story of the man that started Kentucky Fried Chicken. He started that business at the age of over 70. I think 70 or 70 something years. Is it 68 or thereabouts? When everybody would have said that there is no more, nothing again about my life. I'm already an old man. Let me just go and be sleeping and drinking ogia and akara and just eating and enjoying myself. The man says, no, there is still something I need to deliver to my world. There is still something I'm going to bet. I'm going to bet a business and enterprise. Kentucky Fried Chicken is in virtually all the continents, possibly all the countries of the world. It's in Nigeria. It's everywhere. Are you here with me? Cornel Sanders, or what's his name? At that age. Do you know we have an example in the Bible too? Caleb said, give me this mountain.
At 85.
85. 85. Because he understands I am like the palm tree. Age does not matter. Age is suspended. As long as I understand the mystery of who God created me to be. Age is suspended. I will fulfill my destiny regardless of age. Regardless of the times I begin to manifest. When I start manifesting, oh, I will bring forth much more fruit than the people who started before me. Oh, I want you to prophesy upon yourself. It will not be a barrier to my fruitfulness. Even in old age, I will yet be fruitful. I will be flourishing. Manato pekesete, makapaka sakata. All that God has deposited inside of me, I will bet it. I will bet it. I will bet it. Matakapasata. All that God has called me onto. Maniki pasoto. Rikekekeke. Rapaka sakata kata. Rekoposoko riababa. Baba, mambregegegege baria baga bayata, rapaka sakapa ya babo sokoto, mambregegegegegegegegege. Mambrege bobo bo shaka payata. Mambrege ke borosi. Mambra baba 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 baba. Mambrege ke borosi ya baba bosa. Mambrege ke borosi ya baga bayata. In Jesus' name we are praying. I want us to pray this one finally too, because it's always very key. When you cut a palm tree and you look at its heart, the heart of a tree, the palm tree has the softest heart, and you cut it, the more you get close to the heart, the softer. Every other tree, their heart hard, but the heart of the soft tree, soft, meek and tender. Very meek and tender. Bible says, let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. A meek and a tender heart, a soft heart, a teachable heart, a heart that trembles at God's word, a contrite heart, a broken and contrite heart that God can never despise. David had such a heart, even when he slept with Bathsheba, Uriah's wife. And he was still trying to say, who is the bad person? In this my kingdom, I'm going to finish the person. His blood was boiling. The moment Uriah told him, you are the man. David was not for me. In our generation today, people will sleep with another man's wife and will still be telling the man, what can you do? Can I even throw him in prison? I say, I have slept with your wife. What can you do? Are you helping me? The heart of men, desperately wicked. And the truth is, you see, men's heart tends to become more, is there a word like more wickeder? More wicked. The more they begin to get promotion in life.
The more they are rising in life and they are becoming wealthy and mighty, the more their hearts, that is natural men, no? Men of this world, the more they become hardened. But in the kingdom of Christ, the more he's exalting you. Look at David, with all the wealth he has. He was dancing like a fool in the presence of God. He lost the sense of decorum to the point that Micah said, huh? Look at you, debasing yourself like one of those fellows, those low fellows among everybody. Look at David said, Mumma Bitolon taking me. I knew where he took me from. Yeah, God preferred me to your father because he saw me that I have a heart that is tender, a heart that is meek and teachable. I want you to cry for such a heart. Because those are the kind of things that take people away from God. Some people become wealthy. The Bible says, Jeshurun, he was strong and he kicked against God. Because he became very wealthy and big. Say, who is God? He began to do against the will of God. Cry to God, Lord, give me a soft heart. Give me a tender heart. Give me a heart that trembles at your word. A heart that loves righteousness. Cry to the Lord this evening. Mambrika baba baba baba. Membreke bosoko porose. Maga pasakata. Lebreke gege bario bakosoto. A tender heart, Lord. A tender heart, Lord. A heart that loves righteousness. That is contrite, that trembles at your word. Maribo sopakaya bosa. Brekeke bosoko parayata. Eka baba baba baba. Mambra baba 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 baba. Membreke bosoko. Let that be our portion, Lord. In Jesus' name we are praying. I want you to say after me, Father, tonight I confess I am your righteousness in Christ Jesus. I am as a tree planted by the riverside, whose leaves never wither. I am like a palm tree that flourishes. I am like a cedar of Lebanon that grows consistently. I declare that my life will be fruitful. My life will be fruitful in season and out of season. I will be evergreen, ever resourceful. Even in my old age, I will be fat and flourishing. I will bring forth fruit, much fruit to your glory. My heart will not be hard. I will be of a tender heart, meek and humble before your side. Thank you, Father. I give you the glory. In Jesus' name we pray.
Thank you for your audience. We believe you have been blessed by today's message. If the Lord will be leading you, we invite you to join us for any of our services holding every Sunday between 8:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. and Tuesdays between 6 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. You can send us an email, info@hotrharvesthouse.org. Remember, we truly care and love you with the love of Jesus Christ. This has been an outreach service broadcast sponsored by the House on the Rock, Harvest House, Ibadan.